For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I need to start branding myself. Where do I start? Well, this is a very, very common question. So I'll tell you, if you would like, we've actually done quite a few different videos and posts and step-by-step tutorials and all kinds of stuff around this. If you Google Ray Higdon branding, you'll actually find a whole bunch of articles and videos if you want further information from what I am about to tell you right now. And so most people, when they think about branding, they do a lot of stuff that I didn't do at first. And so they'll go get the professional photos done. They'll work on their tagline for 6 months. They'll work on, you know, who's my target market. And all of those things are good, right? All of those things, you know, make a whole lot of sense. The most important of all of those things, you know, professional photos, tagline, slogans, you know, what is it that you do? All of those different elements of branding, professional website, professional business cards. The most important is understanding who you serve. And so we were the number one incomers in a network marketing company and had built a very, very high multiple six-figure information and training company before we even had a tagline, before we had any kind of slogans or anything like that. But we knew who we were serving. And so step one is decide, in my marketing, who am I looking to attract? Who am I serving? Now, marketing is very different from prospecting. You can prospect whoever you want. If you're at a networking meeting, prospect the attorney, prospect the commercial, you know, real estate broker, prospect the candlestick maker, whatever, right? Prospect whoever you want, right? Marketing is on purpose. So marketing is, it needs to be designed for a particular person. And this is where a lot of network marketers kind of, I don't know, mess it up, I guess, because they're like, well, Ray, anyone can join my business. Anybody. Well, if you market and you're so generic that you're just for everybody, then you will actually turn on nobody. So no one will be turned on. No one will be attracted to you. And I don't mean physically, right? I mean your marketing. And so your marketing needs to be aimed at a particular type of person. And so, you know, the more generic you are in that, the harder it's going to be for you. So if you're just like, I just want to attract just people that want inspiration, you're going to have an uphill battle because you're up against, you know, I don't know, Oprah and Tony Robbins and all kinds of other, you know, juggernauts. It would be much smarter for you to say, you know what, I want to speak to, you know, left-handed women that want to lose weight, right? It would be better for you to be more specific than so generic. And so, you know, my suggestion to you is pick, based on the information that you know right now, who is it that you want to attract to you? Not what works, because you'll always be confused by what works. So I've seen it where people go and they attend a company event and someone on stage says, yeah, I just recruit college people. And then they're like, oh my goodness, I need to attract college people. Don't look for what works, because pretty much everything works if you're consistent at it. Instead, look at what you want. What is it you want to talk about? Who are the type of people you would love to work with? And so at one point in my life, I was very, very focused on providing value to and attracting people in real estate, specifically real estate investors. I decided to make a switch in my marketing to work and help and produce value for network marketers. And so everything that I do and produce is aimed for the network marketer. So, you know, could someone in real estate use some of the stuff that I push out? Yeah. And we've had real estate people hire us. Could people in insurance use it? Yeah, and I've had insurance people hire me too. But that's not my target market. And so even though some of my things may be applicable to other industries, doesn't mean that I'm gonna water down my message to make sure that everyone is turned on. I wanna focus on my exact target market. So picking who is it that you want to attract. If you spend more than an hour on picking your target market, then you're overthinking it. Keep in mind, you can always change. Like you may say, you know what? I really want to talk to people who want to lose weight. Okay, great. You know, can you create content around that? Can you work to produce value like live streams on what foods to avoid, what meal plans to establish, what diet and, you know, exercises and so on and so forth? But might you, after a week or so of doing that, say, you know what, man, I really prefer talking about making money and I really prefer talking about business. Okay, then you'll go in that direction. But don't overthink it and stay in this, I'm not going to do anything because I'm not sure. So marketing requires, who are you targeting? Who is it you want to attract to you? And so step one, right? Who you want to attract. Step two, what kind of problems do they have? What kind of solutions do they need? Where is it that they struggle? Where is it that you can help them? And so that's something that if you, we will definitely be cover a large section of Toppreneur Academy is about marketing, because, you know, the last time I checked, network marketing, that second word was marketing, but no one teaches it, right? Like there's just not a lot of people and no companies that I'm aware of, and not many leaders, not many people teach actual marketing, which is unlike every other profession on the planet, even the professions that don't have marketing as 50% of their profession name. Interesting, right? And so we will cover a lot of that at Toppreneur Academy, but those are your two steps. Number one, who do you want to attract? Number two, what kind of value can you provide for them? What kind of solutions can you provide? You do not require massive results for you to start providing solutions. Like, do I need to, you know, does somebody need to be a supermodel to give you, you know, weight loss tips? Well, you know, last time I checked, probably the greatest, or at least arguably the greatest spokesperson for weight loss would be Oprah, who, as you know, has gone up and down in weight, right? And so you don't have to be supermodel thin. You don't have to be amazing results to provide value to any one niche. You can just start providing value to that niche. Start answering questions. Start doing Facebook Lives just like this. Start doing videos. Start doing blog posts, et cetera, and so forth. So hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.